from that personality of Godhead, all the universal globes and the universal form, with all material elements, qualities, and senses, are generated. Yet he is aloof from such material manifestations, like the sun, which is separate from its rays and heat. Purport. The Supreme Truth has been ascertained in the previous verse as Purusha, or the Purushottama, the Supreme Person. The Absolute Person is the Ishar, or the Supreme Controller, by his different energies. The Ekapad Vibhuti manifestation of the material energy of the Lord is just like one of the many mistresses of the Lord, by whom the Lord is not so much attracted, as indicated in the language of the Gita, Binna Prakritihi. But the region of the Tripad Vibhuti, being a pure spiritual manifestation of the energy of the Lord, is, so to speak, more attractive to him. The Lord, therefore, generates the material manifestations by impregnating the material energy, and then, within the manifestation, he expands himself as the gigantic form of the Vishwarupa. The Vishwarupa, as it was shown to Arjuna, is not the original form of the Lord. The original form of the Lord is the transcendental form of Purushottam, or Krishna himself. It is very nicely explained herein that he expands himself just like the sun. The sun expands itself by its terrible heat and rays, yet the sun is always aloof from such rays and heat. The impersonalist takes into consideration the rays of the Lord without any information of the tangible, transcendental, eternal form of the Lord, known as Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, in his supreme personal form, with two hands and flute, is bewildering for the impersonalists, who can accommodate only the gigantic Vishwarupa of the Lord. They should know that the rays of the sun are secondary to the sun, and similarly, the impersonal gigantic form of the Lord is also secondary to the personal form as Purushottam. The Brahma Sanghita confirms this statement as follows. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavatabhis tabhirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasatya kilatmaputo govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the one who enlivens the senses of everyone by his personal bodily rays, resides in his transcendental abode called Goloka. Yet he is present in every nook and corner of his creation by expansion of happy spiritual rays, equal in power to his personal potency of bliss. He is therefore simultaneously personal and impersonal by his inconceivable potency, or he is the one without a second, displaying complete unity in a diversity of material and spiritual manifestations. He is separate from everything, and still nothing is different from him. Om Agyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapata Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lodita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktarvinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Dama, Hare Dama, Rama Dama, Hare Hare Yasma Dandam Virajagye Bhutendriya Gunatmaka Tadrabhyam Atyagad Vishvam Gopi Surya Ivatapam. Yet from that Yasmat, from that personality of Godhead, Virat, the gigantic universal form, came Andam, a universal globe, the beginning of the universe, universal globes. And along with the Lord, the Lord came with Bhuta, Indriya, Guna, with material elements, the senses, the modes of material nature, material qualities. So the Lord appeared to be involved with the material manifestation. He's appearing in a universal form which is constituted of material elements. And yet, Atyagat, Vishwam, he is transcendental to the material universe. Gopi Surya Iva Atapam. Like the sun, which is distributes heat and light, and yet is beyond all the manifestations of heat and light. This is Krishna. What's described here is ekapad viputi, one quarter of the manifestation of the Lord, and in the spiritual world is tripad viputi, the other three quarters. The Lord is more interested in the spiritual side, and therefore he personally enjoys there. But for the benefit of the conditioned souls, he also takes part in the material manifestation, although without getting deeply involved. the Lord is immersed in his spiritual activities, and he's involved as much as required for the material manifestation. But even while involved, he's always aloof. That's also described in the Bhagavad Gita in the ninth chapter. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastita. I'm everywhere in my unmanifest form. Everything rests on me, and yet I'm not there. Nacha mam tani bhutani paschame yoga maishanam bhuta brinna cha bhuta sto mamatma bhuta bhavana. Everything rests on me, but then again, everything doesn't rest on me. Prabhupada gives the example that we shouldn't think of the Lord as being like Atlas, shouldering the burden of the world. Everything rests on him, and yet everything doesn't rest on him. Yata kasha stito nityam vayur sarvatra go mahan tata sarvani bhutani matstani tyupataraya. The Lord gives a further example that within the sky, the wind is blowing. Hurricanes, tornadoes, thunderstorms, and fierce winds. And yet, the sky is beyond all of that. We don't find that the sky gets bent out of shape or goes through transformations. Of course, the sky that we see with the clouds and all of that, but sky in the larger sense of the ethereal element or of the total manifestation of space, the space within which the wind blows, that stays the same. You're not going to find the weathermen reporting that the sky itself, that is to say, the totality of space, is somehow transformed because of a high-pressure system or low-pressure system somewhere. It stays the same. It's beyond all the business of the wind. So Krishna is like that. Everything is going on within him. Because Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he's everything. And yet, he's beyond it all. We sometimes see that in a tiny portion in a good manager or a detached person. He's able to sort of minimally push a few buttons or sign a few papers and things get done. He's not very involved, even though it might be a big transaction or a big deal for others. He just does a little something, gives a few orders, and things happen. But he's not really, it's not a big thing for him. He has other things going on. So we have this quality in a small portion. But Krishna has it unlimitedly. He can deal with the material universe, ekang sena stito jagat, by one spark of his energy or by his one plenary portion as the Purusha avatar. Purusha avatars further expand. Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. The Lord expands himself for this business. But goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuta. Therefore, goloka eva nivasati. He's always situated in goloka Vrindavan. Vrindavanam paratyajya padamekam nagacchati. He never steps foot outside of Vrindavan. And yet, akilatma bhuta. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. We don't know how to pull off something like that. The best we can do maybe is appear on television. Then we're in one place, but we're everywhere. But that's in quite a limited way. But the Lord can be everywhere at the same time that he never takes a single pace outside Vrindavan. So this is Krishna. Like the sun, Surya Eva Ivatapam. Yes, Surya Eva Atapam. Gobi Surya Ivatapam. The Lord, the sun, is influential everywhere by heat and light. And yet the sun is not involved. You know, we're expecting what for the British is a heat wave in the next few days. What for me is like a benediction, but for the British is terribly hot weather. But the sun is not involved directly. The sun is not concerned about how many degrees Celsius it might be in London tomorrow. The sun has its own situation. Suryadev has his own business. But simply by his energy, it will be very hot tomorrow and for the next few days in London. Or it will be very cold someplace else. But the sun is not affected by the heat or the cold. The sun is not affected. We're affected. Oh, so hot. Oh, so cold. Sun is beyond heat and cold. He's the sun. And so Krishna is beyond all the conditions of the material world, although Bhuta, Indriya, Guna, they're all connected with him in some way. The material elements, the senses, the material qualities. They're all connected with him, and yet he's not at all connected with these things. So this is Krishna, present everywhere, and yet exclusively present in Goloka Vrindavan. All right. Are there some questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. My question is, as you recited this verse, quoting that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, when we see he does leave Vrindavan with Akrura...
If you hold the microphone closer, it works better.
So when Krishna does leave Vrindavan and there's this vision where Akrura sees in Akrura God how Anantashesh and Vishnu as his worshipable deity, how we as devotees can reconcile in which form Krishna resides in Vrindavan when he's almost like physically is not present in Vrindavan. So he's as Vasudev Krishna has his pastime outside. So which shape or form he stays in Vrindavan?
From one point of view, Krishna is always everywhere. Krishna showed the Anantashesh and Mahavishnu in the Jamuna, but they're always there. But they were seen. Krishna then showed that here I am present on the chariot. But Krishna is always everywhere. He's everywhere, but he reveals himself where he, you know, like if for me to go from here to Leicester, I have to take a 2-hour drive. For Krishna to be in Leicester and London at the same time is not a big thing. He can appear in London, then he can appear in Leicester, or he can appear in both places at once, or in neither place. He appeared in the pillar of Hiranyakashipu. Is your Lord in the pillar? He's everywhere. Why not the pillar? And Prabhupada said that Prahlad saw the Nrisimhadeva from the top of the pillar. Nrisimhadeva was peeping. you use that word, you're peeping from the top of the pillar. So he was there. And Prahlad could see. Hiranyakashipu couldn't see. But to get to your question more directly, when Krishna apparently leaves Vrindavan, he leaves in the Vasudeva feature, that you know. And the Krishna feature never leaves Vrindavan. But he hides himself from the vision of the Vrajbasis, and then he's present in the bhava form by their love for him. They're thinking of Krishna. Just we say that when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna's present. So when you're similarly, when you're thinking of Krishna, Krishna's present. When you're hearing about Krishna, Krishna's present. When you're serving Krishna, Krishna's present. Where there's devotional service, Krishna's present. Jadarani once asked Srila Prabhupada, early days, 1960s, are you present in your picture? Prabhupada said, if by seeing the picture you think of me, then I'm present. It's the consciousness. One time Prabhupada said, consciousness that creates Vrindavan. Therefore, you can have Vrindavan here by Krishna consciousness. The Lord is seen in the temple by your Krishna consciousness. Of course, you can see just by your eyes, that's his mercy, but actually seeing, we see with devotion. Premanjana chrita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. He's everywhere, but we don't see him. Achaham, what is that? Atstani sarvabhutani. No. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charvish. Mam tu veda nakashya. No one knows Krishna, no one sees Krishna. But the devotees, santa, sadaiva, always they see Krishna. Premanjana shcharita bhakti viloja, with eyes of love. That means if you have the eyes, Krishna is there. Some scientific thing, you know, waves or electromagnetic things. And you can see all of it, but you have to have the right instruments. Otherwise, you don't see it. Radioactivity. If you have the instrument, beep, 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 ooh. Heavy radioactivity. But without that instrument, you don't see anything. So Krishna is present everywhere, but you have to have the right instrument by which to see him. But he can't be seen just by the mechanical instrument. He's seen by bhakti vilochanena, by eyes of devotion. So he's present in Vrindavan that way. By the love of his devotees, by the love of the Brajbasis, Krishna always stays in Vrindavan. Is that okay? Now we all get to see Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the class. Yes. I have a question about, in terms of Lord Shiva, and
Lord Shiva.
Yes, when he's when Lord Shiva is, in terms of the Rudra manifestation in the material world, if this is if he's genuinely affected by the material energy.
He's affected by the material energy. Yeah. Okay. What was your question about Lord Shiva?
If Lord Shiva is generally affected by the material energy, or if this is actually...
Could you speak up a little bit? I'm hard of hearing a little bit, and you're soft of speech. The two don't go well together.
If Lord Shiva is actually affected by the material energy...
Yes.
Or in the same way, if this is different to Krishna, or it's simply just an artificial Leela type, the way that he's affected?
If I got the first part because you spoke loud and clear. I lost the second part because you didn't.
If the way Lord Shiva is affected by the material energy, if this is simply just a Leela, if it's actually possible for him to be affected by the material energy.
No, he's affected. That's described in Shastra. There's three kinds of false ego with which Lord Shiva is involved. So he's affected. Vishnu, therefore he's different from Vishnu. Vishnu is never affected. Lord Shiva is affected. Leela, everything is Leela from the point of view of Krishna. Krishna arranges everything. The whole cosmic manifestation is his Leela. Everything is a manifestation of Krishna's pleasure. So from that point of view, you can say Leela. But the way Lord Shiva is presented, he's affected. That was tested by Durvasa Muni. You know the history. Not Durvasa Muni, Bhrigu Muni. Yes. He was deputed by some sages. Who's actually the personality of Godhead? We know that there are three Isharas, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, but who's the Supreme? So then the test was devised, and Bhrigu first insulted Lord Brahma mentally, then Lord Shiva verbally, and then Lord Vishnu corporally. Just in his mind, he insulted Lord Brahma by not offering respects. And then verbally he criticized Lord Shiva. Get away from me, you're dirty, you're covered with ashes, you're wearing skulls. Blech. You're polluted. And corporally he kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest. So Brahma got angry, Lord Shiva got angry. Lord Vishnu, you must have hurt your foot. My fault. Please forgive me. Oh, Lord Vishnu wasn't affected. Lord Shiva was affected. Brahma was affected. Is that okay?
Yes. Can I ask one more question on this, in this regard, Maharaj? In terms of Lord Shiva being topmost Vaishnava as well, there's also the devotee aspect. And a devotee as well, as we hear, is always aloof as well, in that sense that they're transcendental also. So I wonder if this is a contradiction or if it's...
It is, isn't it? But that's Lord Shiva's position. Te jiyasam nadoshaya. That because he's super powerful, something contradictory can appear in him, and it's not the same as when it appears in us. The sun, if you were drinking urine, you'd be pretty polluted. If you were touching, if you touch the stool of a animal or person, you become polluted. But the sun shines on all of those things. It drinks urine by evaporating it from the fields. And yet the sun is not polluted. So it appears contradictory, but these contradictions are accepted because the sun is super powerful. So Lord Shiva, yes, he's affected. But although he's affected, he's still in that super class. It's a superposition. Our Mr. Clinton, when he was President of the United States, got involved with his secretary, Monica Davey. And everybody just blew it off, you know. Something that for a lesser person might have gotten him in serious trouble, heavy lawsuits, having to, you know, leave the company. Everybody just said, because he's Bill Clinton. He was not affected much. He went on with his business as president. So what's possible for the super powerful is not possible for everyone. Lord Shiva is affected by the material energy, but he drinks the ocean of poison also, and he's not affected. So these things are possible for such great persons. Therefore, Lord Shiva, he's very contradictory. You look at what kind of, you know, he is wearing a garland of skulls, and he's smeared with ashes from the crematorium. So many things about Lord Shiva are wild. And yet, Vaishnavanam, he's considered the greatest Vaishnav.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Just along the lines of Antaranga Prabhu's question, Prabhupada often says that when we chant Hare Krishna, then we'll see Krishna directly. So is that, like you were describing, more of a realization that Krishna is everywhere, or will Krishna also come?
No, personally. Realization that Krishna is everywhere, that's generally a kind of impersonal realization. The Mayavadis can realize that God, whatever their idea of God is everywhere. But Hridayeshu, in their own, it's translated in their heart of hearts, they'll see Krishna. Not as the all-pervading light or something of that nature. Yamsham sindaram achintya guna swarupa. They'll see him in his actual form as Shamsundar with all of his transcendental qualities, personal. The gopis don't want to see Krishna everywhere. They want to see Krishna right there, face to face. Yashoda Mayi, Nanda Maharaj, they don't want to see Krishna everywhere. They want to see Krishna coming home at the end of the day with the cows and coming into their house. Yashoda Mayi wants Krishna on her lap, not everywhere. So the devotee aspires to see Krishna like that. Everywhere is included. Is that okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. You know, you were saying about...
Is the microphone on or off?
Hello, Hare Krishna. So Krishna can... manifest himself as a deity, but how do you understand when Prabhupada is present in his deity form as well?
Krishna can manifest himself as the deity. How do we understand that Prabhupada is present in the deity form as well? By your consciousness. Picture or deity, Prabhupada said, when you think of me, then I'm there. If you don't think of him, then in what sense is he there? You're not there. So it's the consciousness that creates Vrindavan. even the deity worship, if there's no love, then the deity is not manifest. Or not manifest to the same proportion or in the same way. Prabhupada would sometimes say, the deity is looking very bright. I can understand that you're worshiping him nicely. Because the consciousness is there. Without that Krishna consciousness, Krishna's there, but he's not seen or not manifest. Even the neophyte devotees, they come, they see Krishna, he's there. But he's not manifest the way he's manifest to the top class devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Jagannath temple, he fainted. He didn't see, here's the statue of Krishna. He saw, here's the son of Nanda Maharaj. Everyone was coming to the Jagannath temple, everyone, but not everyone fainted. Not everyone saw, here's the son of Nanda Maharaj. Maybe so many people saw, here's the Jagannath deity. So it's that consciousness that allows us to see Krishna or enables us to see Krishna in a particular way. But even the neophyte can see. All right, he sees, here's a statue of Krishna. A statue of Krishna. At least he's seeing. And he can observe the beautiful features of Krishna, how Krishna is standing so nicely, how he's smiling, how he's so beautifully decorated. So even though he's a neophyte, he makes progress. And he becomes, oh, the jewelry is so nice, the clothing is so nice. So his consciousness is becoming purified, and one day he'll see that here's son of Nanda Maharaj, Sakshat Vrajendra Nandan. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yesterday, so just about seeing the deity actually. Yesterday, we listened to one lecture by Srila Prabhupada, and he instructed that it's better to focus on the lotus feet of the deity before focusing on the seeing the face, for example. But when we see the deity, naturally we tend to focus on the face. So how we
that's
may
up
focus
to you,
on the lotus feet.
How you want to see. But we're being directed. Just like Kunti Devi, she's glorifying Krishna, starting from the feet. And Prabhupada explains in the commentary that although she was Krishna's aunt, she knew Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She didn't start from the feet, actually, because Krishna was, because of the relationship, you start a little above the feet just so as not to disturb things. But the devotees, they start from the feet because Krishna is the personality of Godhead. Just like servants, they're sometimes very deferential, you know, they're sort of looking down. You know, if you're in the presence of the king, for example, you don't stare at the king's face. Right, you look down and, yes, Your Majesty, no, Your Majesty, if it please Your Majesty. Right? Maybe you look up a little bit, but not. Not an eye-to-eye challenge. Deferential. So one is advised to approach the deity in a humble mood as a servant of Krishna. So it's not forbidden. No, you can't see the face. You see everything. But that practice is there, that we start from the feet of the Lord. Is that okay? Okay, we're exactly 8:30. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Samaveta Bhakta Brindaki Jai Gaur Premanande.